This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along. This is a Blue Monday live stream. We are attempting to find out where to put these in our pantheon of shows. We go in early today, trying this out. So please, please, if you are watching on Facebook, YouTube or Twitter, get your questions and or comment and or topics in. We would love to make these live streams. We've been doing them post-game for the last season, basically. We'd love to make them a regular occurrence, and we would love to make them completely user-generated. So please, please, if you are watching, get your questions in, and we will try and answer as many or selected ones as we can. Welcome along, Joe. The Ipswich Town news cycle shows no signs of letting up. How are you, first of all, by the way?
Yeah, good. Yep, just loving following the updates from the club at the moment. It's all very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Every time someone messages me, I say, well, this is all very good and very, very lovely. But what did I say the other day? Ipswich has a way of making your optimism very cautious. Welcome, George. Welcome, Stephen. If you are in the chat, please get your questions in. I'll kick a topic off as well. Let me know, if you're watching right now, your score out of 10 for the Ipswich Town recruitment so far. Your score out of 10 for the Ipswich Town recruitment so far. We'll try and make these shows sort of half an hour quick shows. And as I say, we'll try and make them as user generated as we can. I can see questions coming in now, so we will go straight to them, and I will not stand on ceremony, and we will let you guys lead the agenda. Joe, do you want to take that one? This is Chris. Afternoon, gents. Question for Joe. You can definitely take that one then. Do you think any youngsters can force their way into the first team this season? This is based on a clear out, and if you heard the chit chat with Alan Lee, where I tried to draw him on the subject, maybe, you tell me, Joe, maybe a not too successful lineage for him. Am I being unfair there?
I think it's going to be difficult this season because it does feel like we're very much in a sort of win now mode. It is all about getting out of this league at the first attempt. But the only thing I would say, like, you look at the squad at the moment and we still look probably five or six bodies short in reality across the team. We've still got to play the Papa John's trophy this year. So there's got to be opportunities for young players to impress in there. I say if someone like Corian Darber is probably the closest at the moment, and that depends if you include Idris Elmazouni as a youngster or not. But outside of that, I think it's a pretty open competition there. I know there's players like Elkin Baggett, Albie Armin. I think Cameron Humphreys is pushing on nicely, but I think they're probably still a season or two too early. And I think it will be games like like I just mentioned, the Papa John's Trophy, maybe some early cup games where you might see some. But I think there'll be opportunities there. But I do just think there's going to be such a gap between the first team and below that it's going to be very difficult to find your way into it.
Brilliant. Kingy, do you think we still need to bring in a player with captain material? Can I add on to the end of that, Joe? Who's your captain at the moment? And do you agree with Kingy that in terms of influence, big hole left by Chambers and Skews and Sears and those older players that have all gone out?
Well, it was Lee Evans that wore the armband at Dartford on Saturday. So I'd say at the moment he's probably the favourite to wear the armband at the start of the season. But I think that it's going to be, if we can sign an ageing centre-back with sort of good experience, what Sonny Bradley would have been if we were able to get that deal through, then I think that's what the player they're looking for. And it might be that becomes a captain or Lee Evans keeps the armband. But I think it will be either a new centre-half or Evans that wears at the start of the season. And I do think, as you sort of the question said, do we need someone captain material? I definitely think we need a leader at the back there, because I think both at the moment we've only got Ntiala and Wolfenden as centre-backs. I think Wolfenden showed that his form was a lot better when he was playing alongside Luke Chambers and able to have somebody leading him. And I think Toto probably the same. He was better playing alongside James Wilson, somebody to sort of guide him through the game. So I do think we're short of that voice at centre-back at the moment.
Keep your questions coming. We'll try and roll through completely on your questions and make these shows very, very different from our podcast, where we say what we want. We'll say what you want in these live streams, and we're hoping to make them regular, a weekly occurrence. So please do hit the subscribe button over on YouTube, particularly where the integration's best for interacting. But you can watch us live on Twitter and on Facebook as well. There you go. There's the Hail Mary. Is this season now or never for promotion? Add a bit of nuance to that, Joe. What happens if we don't get promoted this season in terms of ownership and promises made on the back end of deals reliant on promotion that we assume have been put into some of these contracts?
I think it's going to be difficult, because I think it's more that the owners will need to put in a huge amount of money next year if we don't go up this year, because we're going to be giving ourselves a very, very healthy wage bill for this league. And then the rules about the 55% or 60% turnover will kick in. And it means that this year we've had it sorted so that we can sell Andre Dizel for £1 million. We're probably going to get similar for Flynn Downs. And all that goes against the wage bill with regards to the salary cap. But I think if we don't go up this season, then we're probably not going to have many assets that we'll be able to sell for decent money, because we're not going to be in a strong position. So the owners are just going to have to chuck a load of money in to get us through it, which I'm sure they're prepared to do.
Do you want me to take this one, Rob? Do you think we should bid more than the reported 750 grand rising to 1.25 mil for Crooks? I think it's too much, but want him so bad. There's going to be a lot of I don't knows in this answer, Rob. But remember, we're living in undisclosed land. We don't know what was paid for Scott Fraser. We'll never find out really what came in for Andre Dizel, or how the deal's structured then in terms of payments during the duration of the contract for Dizel. In terms of Crooks, what you get yourself is the physical number 10 that we all spoke about, the Nick Powell player that Paul Cook utilised so well at Wigan. 1.25 million. I think they want a championship club to take him, don't they? I think you can do it without him, but it depends on Rotherham's poker face, doesn't it? And what they really would accept. Joe, have you got anything to add on Crooks?
Well, Warne consistently talks about Ipswich. He was talking about us again, wasn't he, yesterday? But there's all these bids from these unnamed championship clubs, but yet Ipswich is all that seems to come out of his mouth at the moment. So I do wonder how strong this interest is from Championship clubs, or whether they're just trying it on a little bit because he doesn't want to sell him to Ipswich as a League One competitor. I always stand up for Paul Moore, but I
do understand him saying that, Joe.
I think we're the, like I say, if he's going anywhere, I still think it's going to be us at the moment. But I don't know, I think they're just desperate to try and get someone from the Championship properly interested in him.
Paul, I know Paul. How you doing, mate? Which is the best signing so far? We may be able to parlay into some Scott Fraser, Joe Piggott, but I do want this to be not what we want to say, but what the chat wants to say. Your best signing so far, Joe. Is it eight now, Joe? Was it seven or is it eight
it's,
now?
It's eight after now, isn't Fraser? It? Yeah,
but your best signing so far, Joe?
I think it's probably Lee Evans. I know it's not the most exciting signing so far, but ultimately he's a player that's got a lot of Championship experience. He is Cook's general on the pitch. He is the player that will be able to sort of give the message to all those around him. So someone like Rakeem Harper, for example, is going to be playing next to a guy that knows Paul Cook's system like the back of his hand. I think that's probably the best signing at the moment.
Now, Joe, you need to regale some of your genealogy here, because you've got Mediterranean blood, haven't you? Have you been on holiday? Nice tan.
I haven't been on holiday. I was supposed to be on holiday this week. I was going to be loving it up at Butlins, but unfortunately my eldest got chicken pox, so we weren't able to go in the end. So
which Butlins?
Pretty disappointing. Bognor.
Ah, oh, Bognor. In my days as a full-time musician, I've been to all of them and they're all rubbish to get to, unless you literally live in Bognor, Skegness or Minehead. This is Josh, Joe. Do you think we'll make some more signings soon, or will there be a break now and will it go towards the end of the window? And you can give the David Diamond both answers to that question as well, if you want.
Yeah. Well, there needs to be more signings soon, to be honest, isn't there? Because as much as we're all excited with the eight signings because of the calibre of the signings, ultimately, you look at the back four, we definitely need a left back. We definitely need at least one centre back, probably two. We could probably do with a right back, especially if Vincent Young doesn't start playing. Centre midfield, we've only really got Evans, Nolan and Harper.
You don't think Burns would play fullback? Burns maybe, but
I think we need another five players, at least, maybe six. So you can't go into the start of the season as short as we are at the moment. So you'd like to think another two or three before the season starts. We probably another two or three to follow from there.
James, can you tack anything onto your answer early on? Can you talk a bit about the Youth Cup team that did so well last season as well? If you could pick out one, if we were shorthanded to come in.
Well, I think from that team there, when we were at the Dartford game, and I know he's trained with the first team as well, Cameron Humphreys and Albie Armin were the two that were the subs for the first half before playing the second half. So it looks like those two are pushing ahead of the rest of their teammates. Plus, also,
what are their positions, Joe?
Cameron Humphreys is sort of like a left-sided attacker, sort of, but can play central midfield as well. Albie Armin is sort of a left-back or centre-back more, but probably would come through as a left-back more. But they're the two that seem to be pushing on, and they're also only first, or they're going into a second year now, and they've both signed professional contracts, so they look like two that have been picked out already. But it's been difficult to tell because we haven't seen any of the under 23s yet, because I think there's a COVID issue there. I think one of the players has tested positive and the rest are isolating, so it's they're the ones you'd expect to be pushing on. We just haven't had a look at yet.
Luke, we need an established centre back signing. Who would you go for? What names are being thrown around here? It's normally Paul Cook's ex-players that I've heard. Che Dunkley, obviously there was the big Sonny Bradley link, wasn't there? So it's obviously in the offing. Have you heard any names of Andy and Stu or Phil reported?
No, I don't really have other names. Other than Dunkley, I think, has been mentioned a few times, but it's hard to know whether that's just because of his previous Paul Cook links, isn't it? But the Sonny Bradley deal seems so perfect for what we wanted, that sort of 28, 29, a lot of experience. And the talk before the window was we're going to recruit like a Championship side for this window. And when you look at the players we've got, yeah, these are players that could all easily have got Championship roles, maybe at the bottom end of it, not the top end. But I don't see where you get a defender who's 28, 29 years old, who's good enough for the championship that is going to come to League One now that Bradley deal is gone. So I wonder whether it ends up, you end up signing somebody sort of in the 33, 34, that age range for sort of almost like a 1 year sort of deal just to get you through this season. And then when your fingers crossed in the championship next year, you can then try to sign that player that will, the equivalent of like when we signed Luke Chambers at 26 years old and we had him for 9 years. That's when you can look to sign that player in coming into their prime for that league. I don't think we're going to be in a position to do that this year.
Would you rather top two or Wembley trip and win? Look, I either would be fine at this stage and it would take either. I'll put the caveat in top two then next season as well. Ginger Eagle, isn't it nice to see fans from other teams showing their jealousy and disdain towards our signings? It's not important, is it? Jealousy is a horrible emotion, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, I think the important thing is the fans of the clubs that we're signing them from, that they don't, almost to a man, sort of Scott Fraser, Joe Piggott, Lee Evans, Wes Burns, and Hladky, those five especially, the fans of the clubs that they're leaving are devastated to be losing them. Players, player of the year, fans, players of the year, the ones we want to keep. Not so much the case with Penny because he's not played as much for Sheffield Wednesday. I think Harper's been probably seen by West Brom fans, similar to sort of how we saw Dazel here. He looks like he's got a bit of potential, but he needs a move. And then also, who's the other one? Macaulay Bonn, who hasn't really done it for QPR as yet.
No, agreed. It's one of those things where it's kind of, want to rise above that kind of chat. Although you'd rather opposition fans were jealous of you than not, I guess.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Whether you need a VPN to protect you while online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mark, Ken Crooks and Fraser both playing the same lineup in the same role. I think they're different enough players to do so, aren't they? Crooks is, like I say, the physical number 9, gets on the end of stuff, good presence. He's not Raquel May, going to sit behind in a number 10 and create a lot of stuff. I've got, I was going to ask you about this, Joe. I've got Scott Fraser's numbers from last season, and the heat map skews heavily left, doesn't it? And we all know in the sort of 4-2-3-1 situation that it's very interchangeable, those positions. And you can have a ball carrying finishing player in an inside left position that's not just a runner or a or a winger. Am I right, Joe?
Yeah, and when you saw how he'd played on Saturday, I know it's only 45 minutes and it's only a game against Dartford, but you could tell what we were trying to do, and it was a case of getting the ball from sort of the central midfielders out to the flanks, the fullbacks, sort of the winger was sort of coming inside and the fullback was going round him to get crosses in and overloads that way. So yeah, it might be that he can play on that left-hand side of it. Also, Crooks, it might be that he ends up playing in one of the deeper roles in midfield.
Interesting. View from the U2s. Fantastic statement of intent so far in our transfer dealings. Enjoy going to Dartford. New signings look good. Good to meet Joe as well. There we go. I won't read the comment about my great friend, my close personal friend, Paul Warne. Let's go to Peter. Do you think Piggott will start ahead of Bonn and Norwood? I'm going to say yes and throw it over to you, Joe.
Yeah, I'd say yes as well at the moment. I think he is the marquee striker signing. I don't have any doubt that if, for example, James Norwood were, if he can get himself fit, can get his head right, can there, that if he gets in the team, I think you might struggle to get him out of the team because I think he will score your goals. But I think Fine. Joe Piggott at the moment is going to be the number nine in this team, so to speak.
Did you agree with what I said to you on the pod at the weekend? Every QPR fan I've spoken to, very against Bonn as an inside forward.
Yes, I haven't seen any of him at QPR. I saw bits of him at Charlton, but it's difficult to know because their team setup can be different. I know Warburton, he favours a more sort of patient possession style where Cook is more of a...
Yeah.
He wants that physicality and pace down the flanks, especially. Yeah, so it that's might be a that, very that Bonn good, is better to hit on very a break that
point.
Way.
Yeah, very good point. And Lee Bowyer at Charlton was very, right, transition, go, sprint forward, get in the box, sit in. There was a two up top and a number 10 as well. And yeah, it wasn't patient in a Warburton fashion as well. If we get Selina, our midfield attack is going to be ridiculous. If we get Crooks in, where would he play? I could see Evans and Harper sitting deep. I mean, that seems certain, doesn't it? Those two in that position. Whether Crooks and Harper rotate as the box-to-box midfielder. I don't want to typecast Crooks, but for me, he is not a box-to-box player. I know Rotherham played defensively minded last season, but when Rotherham were good, it was Crooks contributing. And like I say, it was arriving and doing stuff in the 10. He's not a similar player, but it was very similar to, you know, Billing at Bournemouth, Joe.
Yeah,
in the two,
Danish.
No good. Stuck him in the 10 and put Pearson behind him. Away he goes. What's your feelings on that?
Yes, it's difficult to know without seeing a huge amount of him. I remember him just being a sort of more advanced player when he played for Rotherham against us. So hopefully that is the case, and he's here to get some goals for us because he's got a decent goal return in the Championship, hasn't he? But it's just a case of getting good players onto the pitch and going from there.
Sure. Please keep your questions coming. We're going to try and make these shows nice and concise, and then perhaps we can make them a regular part of our show. You give us your feedback on that as we go, and we'll see what we can do during the season. Numbers are good. Interaction is good for the half four run at the moment, Joe, and we will stick this down the podcast feed, I think, towards the weekend. Probably answer that in one word, Joe, from Box, which Czech will be number one.
Hladky, isn't it? He's in his definite number one to start the season with, at least.
Scott, again, as a Birmingham fan, oh, there we go, we'll defer to his knowledge there, saw a fair bit of Harper last season, loses the ball a bit too much at Championship level, but going to League One could be the making of him. I think we've heard that a lot, haven't
Birmingham
we?
Birmingham were in a bit of relegation trouble when he went in there, wasn't he? So it was quite...
Look, Birmingham stank under Karanka. Lee Bowyer went in at the end of last season. And Scott, the Birmingham fan, would admit, they put Jukovic up front. They had Roberts hurling the ball forward. They played very in-your-face, straightforward. And it was get safe from relegation. And it wasn't, you know, stick a kid in central midfield in the Championship type thing. Sean, do you agree the most important next sign is a centre-back? gives the spine of our new team early. I think we agree with that. I think Sean's right, isn't he, Joe?
Yeah, I think they're all important, and you just get them done in the order they happen. But I'm sure that is one that is being probably priority number one at the moment.
Pete, agree with Joe. We need five. That's what they're trying. I reckon no way we can keep Danassi. And I think you agreed on Danassi, and you think he'll probably be out maybe towards September, I guess.
Yeah, I think he's one they'll be trying to move on and we'll be trying to replace. But whether that means we have, say, Burns as sort of backing up KVY and another left back in, or we get a lone player in to cover that role. But I just don't think that Danashian is the right player for this system.
Tom, I think we've covered that. Current shortage in wingers. Do we know if Bond can play that role? He could. And if Joe's glass half full scenario is correct, and it's a perfectly reasonable argument that I shouldn't compare Bon under Warburton, who's very patient, as an inside forward compared to Bon under Cook. So I hope my friend Joe is right and he can play. And it is the job is not join in with the play and get overloads wide in a patient build-up. No, it's get in the box when the ball's in the other side as the attack moves forward quickly. So fingers crossed. Hello to Bits. Now, Bits has got a new Twitter account and he's at all the away games and he takes lovely, I have to say, Joe, more arty photos than you took from the disappointment in his face. Now, Bits, he's like got an actual camera and everything. So go and give him a follow. Simon, I'm going to put that on the screen and then I'm going to move straight on from it. Andrew, if Brentford are looking at getting in some defenders, I wonder if Charlie Good. Oh, yes, please. Yeah, so Good went from Northampton to Brentford, played some games last season. Pontus Janssen was injured for a bit. They're about to sign, what's the fella's name from Celtic, Brentford as well. So he might be one, he may well want to loan into the Championship, but I like the name. Bowles. Ollie's so far at a great age. You think Connor Wickham would come? Is there space? Joe, we've already talked about a 4-2-3-1 and Piggott and Norwood and Bon for possibly one position.
Yeah, no, I don't think we need another striker now. I think that'll be it for the forwards.
Joe, you don't have to answer that if you don't want, because we know you're familiar with Mr. Chambers. So say if you don't want to answer it, but how does Joe feel about the way Cook got rid of Chambers?
I think it was just a disappointment that there was sort of a contract offer in place that was subsequently withdrawn without sort of any explanation, which was tough to take. But like I say, there needed to be sweeping changes this summer, and I think we've got them.
Five more minutes we'll do on this. Keep your questions coming in. We want to keep these short and sharp and hopefully do a few of them. Predictions for crowd numbers on the opening game. Well, I think they're reporting today the Charity Shield is going to be 75% capacity, and that's a big stadium. So we don't know what the restrictions are going to be in terms of football stadiums, Joe.
Well, there shouldn't really be any restrictions, should there, once we get past the Monday? So I don't really know what the restrictions would be. But I think you're easily, all things being equal and assuming we aren't in another lockdown or anything ridiculous, and you'd hope we're nailed on to be over 20,000 there for that first game against Morecambe, wouldn't you? 20, 21, 22, somewhere in that range.
James, Cameron Burgess at Accrington. God, I watched Accrington loads of times last season. Are you familiar with the player? 6'4"?
No. I'm thinking of Christian Burgess, I can think of, from Portsmouth. I can't remember Cameron Burgess.
Who was
Burgess.
The guy Burgess who was the front man of a 90s band? Tim Burgess? Which band did he...
See, the Charlatans, is he?
Possibly. Yeah, sorry, I've made it about 90s music again. Sorry, James. DM us more about the player if you know. Bits, Blackpool assembled a squad that had 14 new arrivals, suffered for a while. Can Cook be given that much time? When does the grumpy old man of the Ipswich fan base pop out? Doesn't take long, does it?
No, I think it's going to take a lot of time for the team to gel, but I just think with the amount of quality we've signed, we should have enough just to... I can't see us starting the season as badly as Blackpool did. We just have to hope we can finish it as well as they did.
This would be a fine thing. Andros Townsend, I think there may be a few a bit ahead of the queue from us. God, can you imagine him in He's only 30, Andros Townsend.
I think he'd tear it up.
Yeah, a million goals, wouldn't he? Chris, legend, loving the show. Keep it coming. Can't get enough of the new player chat this season. It's great, isn't it, the new player chat? Nothing's gone wrong. No games have been lost. Just all optimism. Right, someone's finally asked. We did make sure we would make sure we were fan-led. Opinion on the new away kit. There it is, with three stripes that you can just about see. I think there's some thin stripes across the bottom. Plain white Adidas with the Ed Sheeran tour sponsorship on the front. Joe, your opinions on the away kit? I'll keep it up while you're talking.
Yeah, it looks like a sort of PE shirt, doesn't it? Especially when you saw it launched by the kids sort of on there. It looks, like I say, it looks very, very basic. I think a couple of things. You could put a nice, just a collar on it, like a proper... If you put a proper black collar on
this
it...
This is an idea for a programme, Fashion with Fairs.
Yeah, a proper black collar on it and a sort of black trim around the sleeves. And I think it would look really smart. It would sort of be reminiscent of the away kit we wore in the sort of the 78 cup run. I think we wore it away at Millwall in the famous tie. But I think it's close to being nice, but where it is, it's just too plain, isn't it?
I'm one of these people. I'll make a very Partridge analogy now. It's like the difference between a house and a home. You know, it's what the team does in the kit, the memories they make. I can't judge a kit just based on, even though I do all the time on silly YouTube videos, but yeah, I'm not really. How many times will we wear it next season, Joe? 8, 9, 7 or 8.
It's just, what do we wear when we play Sheffield Wednesday or Wigan? Do we then have to go for a third kit, and then we'd have to go, I don't know which kit we'd use, because last year's away kit was also white. So
there you go, each to their own. Lewis, we've got a couple of minutes to go and we're gonna cut this one. Thank you, everybody. It's been great. Lewis, Jamie Robson would seem the ideal. Oh, you spoke about him from Dundee, and that's quite a good market, the Scottish market, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, I noticed that Scott Fraser used to play for Dundee United as well, and we'd obviously looked at their keeper a lot. But yeah, he seems decent from the little bits I've seen of him and what I've read. So hopefully that's one we get over the line. I know they're looking at that Hayden Coulson from Middlesbrough, but that's only a loan deal, so I'd much prefer to sign a permanent deal. I'd say 23, as Lewis says, they're good age, and hopefully it's one we can get over the line.
Right. We'll end with a bit of S-housery because it's a football podcast. This is Michael Penty-Smith, tip for the Open. Jordan Spieth. Is that right?
He's a golfer, yes.
Yeah, that is a golfer. Yeah. There you go. And Sean, it's a sensible question, and then it deteriorates in the second half. You guys planning to do a pod with Ashton, new owners, maybe a sit down in an Ipswich-based chicken shop. Yes, indeed. We had, I've forgotten the guy's name now, Mark Detmer. So we've had one of them on. We did get to the point, I have to say, where a lot of the outlets, and there was three different owners, and bless them, they were all being asked the same questions and given the same answers, and we kind of pulled things in there. Right, guys, we want to keep these shows half an hour. Joe, any last words?
No, just hopefully we'll have some more signings by the next time we do one of these for us to discuss.
And please give us your feedback. We want to try and do regular, quick-fire, 30-minute Q&As through the season. Let us know good times. I have to say, this has been fantastic. Plenty of interaction. We will be back on Sunday and informed fashion. But for now, that was our Blue Monday live stream. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and see you very, very soon.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nugget and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.